Iron Beak flew out with Mangus and several of the rooks. They came down to the lowest roof. Constance did not mince her words.
Hello there, Iron Bum, or is it Tin Beak? I can never remember. Anyhow, about the three hostages you're holding, don't you think it's high time you let them go?
Iron Beak suspected by the badger's tone that something was amiss, but he kept up a bold, imperious front.
If you have not come to surrender, they will die, Earthcrawler.
Ambrose wriggled his spikes.
I knew you'd do no good talking politely to that bird.
Constance stopped her teasing. Now that she had drawn the raven out, her tone became harsh and serious.
Listen to me, Iron Beak. We are holding your three magpies prisoner. If you harm a single hair of those hostages, I will personally drown those birds in our abbey pond. Is that clear?
The birds on the roof cawed and cackled in consternation. Iron Beak silenced them with a wave of his wing.
You have captured Quickbill and his brothers. I do not believe it.
Constance moved to the abbey door.
Then I will show you the proof. We have cut your supply line. You will starve without the magpies.
Constance went indoors. A moment later, she was dragging out the net with the three magpies inside.
They say that seeing is believing. What do you say to that?
She called. Iron Beak peered over the guttering.
I say that it was very clever of you, Striped Dog, but it will do you no good. I will send others out to forage.
Oh, as I understand it, warriors are warriors, not scavengers. Your fighters could not do the job. That's why you had magpies.
Gah! Then we will become scavengers. We will take the food from that place you call Orchard.
Ambrose pointed to the windows.
No, you won't. We've got archers, sling throwers and javelins stationed at the windows facing the orchard. It is not as far to shoot from there as it is from the ground to the rooftop. Send a few of those birds into the orchard now, and you'll see what we mean.
Whilst Iron Beak stood on the roof digesting this information, Ambrose pointed at the remains of the strawberries lying in the patch.
Shoot!
There was a twang and hiss from the windows. Four arrows and two javelins stood quivering among the strawberries. Iron Beak swallowed hard.
What do you want?
Constance kept a heavy paw upon the net.
You know what we want. An exchange of hostages.
What you ask is not possible.
Then your army will starve in the roof spaces.
She warned.
We will kill your mice if you do not surrender.
Iron Beak countered.
And we will kill your magpies. This net is weighted with stones. They will drown in the pond.
You are peaceful creatures. I know your ways. You could not do such a thing.
Constance seized the net in a pause and then began dragging it to the abbey pond.
Your mistake,
she snarled savagely.
They may be peaceable creatures. Badgers are not. It will be a pleasure to rid Mossflower of this scum. I'm done with talking.
The big badger tumbled the net into the shallows. Revived by the water, the three magpie brothers awoke spluttering.
Save us, Iron Beak! Save us!
Help! We will drown trapped in this net!
Iron Beak, gentlemen, save us!
The birds on the roof danced anxiously around their leader, cawing and flapping. Mangus whispered something to him. The Raven General cocked his head towards the crow, his bright eye roving across the scene at the pond. When Mangus had finished, Iron Beak spoke in a level voice.
Stop. Do not drown my magpie brethren. They have served me well. I will talk terms with you.
A great cheer arose from the defenders at the window slits. Constance gave a silent sigh of relief.
Then you agree to our request. Three in exchange for three.
Iron Beak spread his wings.
So be it. The exchange will take place here, in front of this redstone house, when the evening bells toll at sunset.
Ambrose exchanged glances with Constance.
Let the hostages be freed here and now,
she proposed. Iron Beak folded his wings and closed his eyes with finality.
Do not stretch your luck, Earthcrawlers. You have gained a victory. The exchange will take place as I say. Agreed?
Constance hauled the net from the shallows.
Agreed.
When the birds had flown, Ambrose shook his head at Constance.
It's some sort of trap. I can feel it in me, Spikes. That bird has something in mind for us. Didn't you see him whispering with the crow? They were hatching a plan.
The abbot came out to greet them.
I agree with Ambrose,
he said.
They are obviously working out a trap. You did well. It was a good bluff, Constance.
The big badger looked grim.
It was no bluff, Father Abbot. I would drown a dozen like these in the net if our abbey or our creatures were threatened. We will wait and see what they have planned for sunset.
This ends Disc 7.